Welcome to Christ Church Manchester Sermon Podcast. CCM is one church that meets every Sunday in various locations across Manchester. For more information about who we are or about our Sunday meetings, please visit www.christchurchmanchester.com.
Today we're going to talk about words and the importance of words. We're on Kingdom Living. We've talked about a number of things, and this morning, words. Something about them. We've got to be careful with words. For example, this word. Now, I'm going to show you two different things. And the question is, am I here or am I not? Number one, am I here or am I not?
You're here.
So number one, you left, you're not here.
Only I left. I'm not here, I've gone. Some of you might think, we don't know whether you're here or not, right? And then the second one, there's only one letter difference. Just one letter difference. Am I here or am I not? I'm still here. Quite says, only I'm left. And just one letter difference, an apostrophe, if you do those things, completely alters the meaning, and it's the opposite meaning. Am I here now or not? What about this one? Well, it depends, actually, how you say it and how the emphasis is. Should I resign or should I re-sign? Are you getting this, Anna? It's difficult, isn't it? Yeah. And that is the same word, and one is signing up to something, and the other one is getting out of something, but it's actually the same word. And words can be powerful, unless we use them carefully, it can mean something completely different. Spoken words can actually be very powerful, and that is what I'm going to talk about today, the power of your words and my words, and then the importance of them. The very first word spoken in the Bible. We get as far in the Bible as the third verse. And God says, let there be light. And these words are powerful and they're creative. And what happens?
Light.
All of a sudden, there is light. And it would be really good if we could have that just coming up, and with lots of sound with it going. But the PowerPoint wouldn't do that this morning. So instead, we've got this photograph that was taken just a few minutes after God spoke. Or maybe it wasn't. These words, this is my son whom I love. With him, I am well pleased. Who spoke these words? God did. When? At Jesus' baptism. As Jesus is baptized, God speaks these words. This is my son. And at this point, Jesus has done nothing. He's not saying, I love you because of what you've done. He's saying, I love you for who you are. And this starts off Jesus' ministry. And from this point on, amazing things begin to happen. Jesus lived 30 years in virtual obscurity up to this point. God speaks these words, and the next 3 years are amazing. What about these words? Who spoke these words?
Jesus.
What was happening?
He was resurrecting Lazarus.
These words were spoken to a corpse. And Lazarus walked out of that tomb alive. Powerful words, creative words, words which empower. That's what we've got on screen. And there are words which we use which can be also be powerful. So what has this got to do with you and me this morning? And the answer is, it's got everything to do with you and me, because you and I use these words. This is part of our Kingdom Living series. We use words every day, and we've got to be careful how we use them. Words have the power to bring life and health, and they also have the power to kill and destroy. Are you careful about how you use words? In my position as one of the church leaders here, it's my job to speak into life sometimes, and sometimes I say stuff and it is powerful. Marion and I were in a home group on one occasion, and we were just finishing off and we were packing up, and somebody asked the question, so how can we know we're going to stay faithful to God? What might ever lead us away from worshipping God the way we do right now? And I spoke out an answer, and it was very loud, and it was fast, and it came out immediately, which isn't like me. And it went bang. And then we just carried on packing away, and off we went home. But actually God was speaking, and he was speaking to the person who had asked the question, and he was speaking powerfully. That person had an unsettled night, and the next morning they came to see me. They wanted to talk, they wanted to know, how much did I know about them? What was this about? What had I said just in those one or two sentences at the end? And it was God who was touching and guiding. And I didn't even know. And yet those words were powerful, and they were directive, full of guidance, full of warning for that person. And several times I've spoken out bold words a bit like that, and not known at the time the power that they had. We've got to be careful with words. So, have a look at these two sets of words. So this first set these words have the power to crush spirits and to destroy hope. I hate you. I wish you were dead. They're not just words, they're more than that. They can have great effect. Look at this second set. You're important to me, thank you. Great job, I'm proud of you. When you hear words like this, this builds you up, doesn't it? And has quite the opposite effect. And when you hear words like this, you say, oh, yeah, thank you, I love to be appreciated. Wow, that makes me feel much better. That does something inside my spirit. Okay, so let's have a look at one or two things that the Bible says about different words. These are all from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 12:18. The words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Pierce like swords. Imagine if I had a sword here this morning and I took it and I just went, how much hurt would that give?
A lot.
A lot. And it says the words of the reckless. This isn't the intentionally spoken word. This is just somebody who's just not thinking about it. The reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise can bring healing. So all that damage which I've just done to Peter, it can be healed with the right words. Tongue of the wise. 11:9. Evil words destroy one's friends. Why would you want to do that? You want to destroy friends? Wise discernment rescues the godly. Be careful with these words. 25:18. Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe. Solomon, when he wrote these, he didn't mince his words, did he? Hey. Telling lies about someone is like taking an axe and hitting them with it. Can you imagine that? And that's what words can do. 26:20. Without wood, a fire goes out. Do you agree with that? Yeah. And without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. That if you don't fuel that disagreement, it'll just die down. But if you go and gossip about it, and you're going to make it worse. All these verses are true, and that gives words the power to bless or to hurt. What do you do with your words? Some of us have been on the receiving end of words, and we've been praised, positive words spoken over us. And they have a powerful effect. They encourage us. Even a long time afterwards, they are words of life. They've strengthened us. But how can this be? These are just words. Aren't they just spoken and then gone? No, they're not. Some words touch our spirits and they have an effect on us deep inside, and we're never the same again. Maybe you can remember somebody who's spoken particular words to you. Maybe a particular teacher who has encouraged you in some way, said something to you which has encouraged, and it's altered the course of your life. Maybe gone on and inspired us to go on and achieve some good things. And this is what we need to do with our words, to bless people, to encourage. Certainly with people that we're close to, but also with people that we're not. You can just make a habit of doing this. People who you see day by day. People who serve you at the checkout in the supermarket. I love to just engage in a little bit of conversation and say thank you. And the other day we were in a supermarket and Marion said, I love coming here because you serve us so well in this place. And the person said, oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful, yeah. Thank you for that. It just makes a difference to the day. But also, some of us know that words have the power to hurt, and so maybe someone has said something to us which hurt, and it's still affecting us. Maybe even years later. Something that was said that buried itself deep inside. And maybe we've just allowed it to stay there. Maybe it wasn't even true, but you haven't rejected it, and it's still there. And the good news is that Jesus is the truth, and he speaks truth into your life, and he came to free you from stuff like this. You can have these chains cut and thrown away this morning. And if you recognize that this is you, then do something about it. Get rid of what's been spoken over you. Get rid of this curse. Maybe you need somebody else to pray with you. Get somebody, just get them, and say, pray with me. after the meeting or maybe during one of the worship songs. Just do it. Doesn't matter when you do it, just do it. Only not now, because I'm talking. Or maybe something was said that was true, but there was an implication in what was said that you were therefore going to be condemned forever, that you've done this and it's never going to change. Well, that's a lie. Satan is the father of the lies. Reject it. Get prayed with. Get released. You don't have to live with the chains any longer. You can be free today. Be aware of the effects that words can have, both positive and negative. Speak words that bless people. Every day we have to make a decision how we use our words. Every minute, almost, how are we going to use our words? Make good decisions. They are far too important just to use haphazardly. That other one that we read about, the words of the reckless, people who are just not thinking about their words, can have such a bad effect. Be careful. Have a look at this checklist. Think before you speak. First one, is it true? Remember this rule about gossip. The more interesting it is, the more likely it is to be false. That's a good one, isn't it? Yeah. So first one, is it true? If it's not, don't say it. Number two, is it helpful? Will your words help to bring about a solution to a problem?
Yeah, maybe.
If not, don't say it. Third one, is it inspiring? Will your words build somebody up or not? If they're not going to build somebody up in an awkward situation, don't say it. Just don't say it. Is it necessary? Do we have to say anything at all? Do you struggle sometimes with just keeping your mouth shut? Do you struggle with just wonder? Yeah, there's a few people pointing fingers to the people next to them. Yeah, yeah. Not so many people owning it for themselves. But however, do we need to say anything at all? Because at times it's just a good to keep your mouth shut. The last one, is it kind? Are your words based on a desire to help? Or are your words something to do with you and what you want, rather than this person and the difficulties that they are experiencing? And here's a quicker version of that. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? A bit easier to remember. Is it true? Is it kind? Is it necessary? Ask yourself those questions. And unless you can come up with an answer to yes to every single one, then don't say it. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So Paul is talking to people at the church of Ephesus, and he's saying, watch your mouths. What you say, speak what is helpful for building other people up. Speak what will benefit. Be careful about how you speak. Our speech should be wholesome. So look, if it's going to be wholesome, that means we don't need to swear, do we? We don't need to use Jesus' name as a swear word. Expressions like, for God's sake, stop doing that. Don't say it. What has God got to do with this? Do you not realize he is listening to everything that we say? It's not for God's sake. It's me who doesn't want you to carry on doing that. Just be careful with your words. Don't bring God into it. You people hear people say on the TV quite often, they say, "Oh my God! Don't do it. Don't do it. It may be common usage, but don't. If you're going to talk to God, then talk to him. And if you're not, then I suggest that you choose a different expression. You don't need to say things like that. God's listening to you. You say, "Oh my God," you can imagine him saying, "Yeah?" And then when you realise what you're doing, being so embarrassed and saying, "God, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be speaking like that, should I?" No, we shouldn't. Here's a section from James 3. James has a whole section on taming the tongue. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but he has point after point that he talks about our words and how we use them. It's an important section. I'm going to pick up at verse 9. "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who've been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?" You can answer that one if you like.
No.
No. "My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? No. And neither can a salt spring produce fresh water." So back to verse 10. "Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be." Be careful with your words. And you see the problem here, that praise and cursing are coming out of the same mouth, but actually it's not a mouth problem, it's a heart problem. Because what comes out of our mouths simply is an indication of what we are thinking, what we're feeling, what's in our hearts. So be careful. Be careful. Right. Bit of homework.
Homework?
Yeah. Next time you're looking at TV, probably later on today, and there's some sort of conversation going on, I want you to listen to a conversation for 1 minute, especially one person's part in that conversation, and then I want you to press the mute button. And at that point, to ask yourself, okay, those words which that person has just said, do they fit in with that checklist we had a minute ago? And test what you've just heard according to that. And then switch your sound back on and carry on. And I challenge you to do that once per day for the next week or so. Just get onto the right screen. And just make a habit of looking and listening and becoming aware of people and what their words are doing, because we have to make a habit of speaking good things and realizing when we are speaking things which are going to hurt and harm and destroy. So try that. See if you can learn to immediately recognize the difference, and then that will help us in the way that we live. Right, to conclude, your words can be significant and they can be powerful. Use them to speak life and encouragement. Jesus, listen to all your words. Make your words life-giving and not destructive. let's encourage people that we speak to. And when we disagree, let's be kind in the way that we speak. Kind and constructive and helpful. What do you think? Can you do that?